Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, if you're listening to the show, you know I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged before you go sticking your foot in your mouth. You're really good at it. We all are at times. That's why I said to you. You really got to pay attention to what you're doing. You really, 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 really have to pay attention to what you're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Informed. That's really, again, it's, I'm not trying to be crazy here, but it really is the only way we win. Right? Am I, like, whacked or what? So if you will get involved, if you will get engaged, if you will take your time to find out what's going on, you can be part of the solution. Truly, 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 truly be part of the solution. Not kind of, sort of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get up. Get up and get involved. That's really what it boils down. Get up and just get involved. All right. I want to get through some of these crazy stories. I actually enjoy them. I was telling Brad about it during the break, Brad Dacus. And I said, hey, look, you know, here's the stories that are coming up. And I told him, really? I said, yeah, they're happening all around us. We laugh about it. Ah, that'll never happen here. And then what happens? It happens here. And then you sit there going, what? I don't get it. What happened? What happened was you didn't think it would happen here. That's what happened. You know, let's look at the Trump scorecard because they're all over him, right? Remember, the Mueller investigation. Oh, we're going to take him down. They said he's done. He's going to be in jail for life. Nothing. Bupkis. Remember Stormy Daniels and the Jean Carroll lawsuits? What happened? Nothing. Nothing there. You know, the mainstream media will never report on it that way. You already know that. Impeachment number one. Was he impeached? Yeah. No. Mar-a-Lago raid. We got him now. That's right. Yeah. No. Nothing. It just never stops. It's hilarious. Right? The January 6th raid? Committee, you know, what did they come up with? Nothing. Okay, yeah. They put out for a criminal whatever, but they got nothing. Just amazing. Oh, sorry. And then they released the 2015 to 2020 tax returns. What do they got? Nothing. You know, I didn't get to it with Brad, but the hate speech thing kind of ticked it off in my head. We've got people calling for, you know, we need a revolution. We need another revolution in this country. Yeah, okay. Yes. It's a word to use, correct. But not in the way we saw it with England. I think that the way you can bring these people down to a big degree, go back to the days of the 60s. Right? Go back to the days of the sit-ins, of the disruptions. Do that. You know, the difference between now and then, or what's happening today, think about something. The Dems were fighting for the ability for free speech. Anybody home? They were fighting for the... is this thing on? I can't tell. They were fighting to have free speech. The Dems, the Democrats. Now, the same college where it all started, where the spark happened with David Horowitz. Berkeley is fighting to suppress free speech. You shouldn't be allowed to speak out about anything. I'm sure the young men and women who died to fight for this are really enjoying themselves now. I think you need to have a revolution of civil disobedience. That's where I think it needs to be started. Don't turn this into a bloodbath. Because that won't win. You'll lose. But if you turn this into one of those where you really put the feet to pavement, make a difference, make sure they know what you stand for, what you're all about, yeah, you'll make a difference. There's no way you can't. 855, love to hear what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Because the only way you make a difference is to keep opening your mouth. Right? Hey, listen, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell's made it easy, and I mean easy, for you to save money, for me to make money, and for him to keep some of his people working there in the plant. Yeah, it is a big deal. Yeah, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. So we'll see your host, don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Boom, 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 boom. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Couldn't do a couple of longer recordings. And some of you may have heard or not heard Matt Goetz. Is it Gates or Goetz? It doesn't matter. Give a speech on the floor today. Now, I'm not a big fan of his, by the way, to begin with, but and I have reasons for it. It's a little cocky. Some of the stuff he came up with, I just, this is amazing to me. Anyway, so I want you to hear his speech, and there's no way you can say no. This is exactly right. Take a listen.
Have to do jobs that we don't really want to do. And sometimes we have to do jobs that we are called to do. And so, my colleagues, I rise to nominate the most talented, hardest working member of the Republican Conference who just gave a speech with more vision than we have ever heard from the alternative. I'm nominating Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is humble. Perhaps today, humble to a fault. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who wants it so bad. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who has sold shares of themselves for more than a decade to get it. Maybe Jim Jordan is the right person for Speaker of the House because he is not beholden to the lobbyists and special interests who have corrupted this place and corrupted this nation under the leadership of both Republicans and Democrats. Maybe Jim Jordan would be the right person for Speaker of the House because he wouldn't fight us when we try to get a term limits bill on the floor. Maybe Jim Jordan would be the right person because he wouldn't fight us when we try to put a balanced budget on the floor and vote for it. And maybe Jim Jordan is the right person because he would endorse the plan that was built by the Texas delegation to finally secure our border. Mr. Jordan said in his nomination that there are certain bills that we have to pass to fix the problem. The challenge is the alternative has been someone voting for the very bills that have caused these problems. Mr. Jordan says that we cannot accept legislation like the omnibus, and I fully agree. And if Jim Jordan were Speaker of the House, if he were the leader of the Republican team, we wouldn't have that circumstance choking the economy of our country, increasing inflation, and diminishing the prospects of a better life for our fellow Americans. And finally, Mr. Jordan said we must engage in rigorous oversight. Every one of my Republican colleagues knows that the person who can lead that oversight effort, who works on it every day, who has the skill and the talent and the will, is Jim Jordan. I'm nominating him.
And he's right. You can't argue with anything he just said. The problem is that, again, Jordan doesn't want it. This is where we screw up all the time. Jordan doesn't want it. Steve Scalise may want it. You may be able to work him into it. But you're not going to do it while you're on the floor working things out. It has to be worked out days, weeks, months ahead of time. This is what makes me nuts. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And Jim Jordan would be great in that position. But so would others. If you have to want it. I'm telling you from personal experience. I've been asked to do things I didn't want to do to help the party, to help a certain group. It doesn't work out. And I think Jim would be great because he wants to run, I think, what is it, the Judiciary Committee? But I think they should put him in charge of the committee to investigate the January 6th committee. What did they hide? Why are they locking up those files for 50 years? Because they'll be long gone, and nobody will be able to point their finger at them anymore. They're nasty, terrible people. Right? So Anna Paulina Luna, she put up a piece as she was walking down the hall, and she says, "When you're a woman who stands up up to the swamp, and this is so true, whether you agree with her or not, this is true. You're sexually harassed, leaving your office. You're accused of having sex with members. You're accused of being a witch. More lies." This is why they need to drain the swamp. It's not journalism. And can you imagine if a male journalist said this to a female Democratic rep or Democrat rep, can you imagine what would be said? How this would be handled? Now we'll play the whole thing because it's long, but I'll play a portion. I want you to hear some of this.
Do you need anything?
Who's that?
Thank you, guys.
That's kind of hard to call. A couple of questions about this letter. Are you a bitch? I mean, that's what the letter says, right? From all of the tonight.
Hey, guys, would you mind someone walking up there? Just to the car. I have to get my children out for that.
But there is an option out there, so you can probably sit down.
Okay.
So I'm just curious about that. And also the Mac E is coming to about the sex.
In the letter?
So.
And they're trying to
call the incident as well.
Yeah, out here one.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's so noisy in the background. You really can't hear what they're asking. But they really are asking her. I mean, again, a female congressional, a congressperson. They're asking her who she's sleeping with. Right? To get things done. You would never be allowed to do that to a Democrat. Never. Isn't it amazing? So anyway, yeah. 855 from Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After three rounds of voting, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is failing to secure the speakership as the House adjourned until Wednesday. The White House saying President Biden will remain uninvolved in the historic intra-party gridlock.
So that's going to be our focus. We're certainly not going to insert ourselves in what's happening on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue.
So said Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She said the president understands how the process works, having served in the Senate for decades. Jean-Pierre added the president's looking forward to working with his new congressional colleagues. We'll be right back. The number of young children who accidentally ate cannabis edibles has dramatically increased in the last 5 years. According to an analysis of the National Poison Data System, the number jumped over 1,000%. In 2017, there were just over 200 cases of accidental exposure in kids under 6. And in 2021, that number skyrocketed to more than 3,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on, a lot to cover today. I hope you're with us. I hope you're paying attention. Because if you're not paying attention, you can go down. I don't care. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. Yeah, don't just sit there like a bump on a log. Make a difference. All right, more of this craziness. I love doing the crazy stories. I'm sorry, but I do. Yeah, I think the Dems would, I mean, guys in the chat room, you're right. The Dems would be, like, totally freaked out if Jim Jordan became the Speaker of the House. You know, and he would control who gets on what committees, where and how they're formed. Would that be great? All right, we're back to another TikToker, and the TikToker again is back at weight loss or intentional weight loss is fat phobia. Now, she's rather large herself. This is self-justification. Everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. Why? Because I'm fat. I mean, look at me. I'm fat. I would be considered morbidly obese by doctors today. I'm not sitting here telling you it's fat phobia. It's okay to lose weight, to look better, to feel better. This woman has gotten almost a million views. I'm probably, you know, it's probably my fault too, going here to look at this. But listen to this. You got to listen to these people so you know what you're dealing with. They're out there. God bless, they're out there.
Generally speaking, there's three kind of big buckets of reasons why someone might engage in intentional weight loss. First is desirability, second, health, third, stigma. But at the end of the day, all of those are rooted in fat phobia in different ways, and I'll explain. First, desirability. That is kind of the most obvious when it comes to fat phobia. We currently live in a society that uplifts thinness, able-bodiedness, whiteness, cisness, and heterosexuality.
Whoa. I gotta hear that again. Okay? I want to know what's wrong with these.
Able-bodiedness,
able-bodiedness, right? What's so bad about that? Being able to take care of yourself, being able to do the things you need to do.
That uplifts thinness.
Okay, nothing wrong with being too thin, bad, not healthy. But healthy thin is good.
Able-bodiedness, whiteness.
Oh, whiteness is it too, so bad. Anybody who's white, bad, right, get it.
Cisness.
Cisness, yeah. We uphold me knowing that I'm a male because I was born a male. I was born with the male parts. I have the male gene. Yeah, that's terrible.
And heterosexuality.
Oh, and we uphold heterosexuality. Yep, no problem there. That's terrible.
As the things that are most desirable. And so if you are wanting to lose weight in order to become more desirable, you are upholding a fatphobic beauty standard.
Really? So if I just don't like the way I look and I want to do something better for my body and lose weight and work out a little bit and look better and... That means I'm a terrible person. Now, think, I'm really done. Because I'm white, right? I'm cis. Now I want to lose some weight to feel better and look better. Boy, I just might as well just, that's it, it's over for me.
As well as, you know, white supremacy and all that jazz. So next is health. What we know is that weight is not a good indicator of someone's health. And
No, that's a lie. That you and others, your size is selling people. That's wrong. Okay, yeah, there's plenty of large people that are healthy. I mean, generally healthy. But the reality is it puts a bigger strain on your heart, your knees, your ankles. It's not a fallacy, that's a reality. And you know what? It's a reality from somebody who lost 30 pounds and had virtually no foot pain, no ankle pain, no knee pain, no pain. So I don't know. I'm thinking that if I'm 30 pounds over my weight, that doesn't give me any pain. And I'm 30 pounds over and I got all kinds of pain. I'm thinking maybe it's the weight.
Also, your health is not an indicator of your worth. You can have health and body related goals for yourself that are not about fat phobia and not about weight loss. So let me give you an example.
Please.
You might decide that you have a goal of hiking a particular mountain in your area. Now, you would be engaging in different types of movement in order to achieve that goal. You may or may not lose weight in doing that. And in fact, there's lots of fat mountaineers and hikers. Third bucket reason is that you might be facing extreme fat phobia and anti-fat bias in your own life, and you have personally mentally hit a wall where you can't deal with it anymore, and so you decide to intentionally lose weight. That is actually the case with Roxanne Gay, who is very tall. They are like 6 foot or 6'1", and prior to their weight loss surgery, they would have been categorized as a super fat.
Right, and unhealthy. And that's why these surgeries are out there. If you can't lose it on your own, if you can't seem to beat it on your own, if your habit has been to shove as much food, look at, I joke with you guys all the time. I have hand and mouth disease. Can't keep my hand away from my mouth when it has food in it. Right? That's eating the wrong foods. Not good for you. Not healthy. Clogs arteries. Makes it harder on your knees. This is not, you don't need a degree in medicine to figure this out.
So being a super fat and being that tall comes with a particular type of physical accessibility challenge as well as anti-fatness. And so for that reason, Roxanne Gay elected to have weight loss surgery. But it's really important that if you still go through with intentional weight loss that you don't sacrifice fat liberation politics, because otherwise...
Fat liberal... Oh, my God. Fat liberation politics... You know what? You professors of old should be ashamed of yourself. Totally ashamed of yourself. And your newer ones, too. Listen to this stuff. This isn't real. You fill these kids' heads with garbage. And they justify everything that they do, from promiscuity to being 300 pounds overweight. It's their truth. It's their life. It's okay. Then why should we have to take care of you in the hospital? I'm an ex-smoker. 100 years ago, whatever. But I'm an ex-smoker. And even when I smoked, I used to say, look, if I get cancer, if I end up in the hospital, it's my choice. I know what these things are going to do to me, or can do to me. Right? Same thing here. You can push off and nay-nay and say, you know, being overweight, being fat, eating all the wrong stuff, not exercising is fine and okay. And mind you, she's making fun of the fact that people want to look good, feel better about themselves and all of that. She's got makeup on. She has got, you know, whatever my pastor used to call it, spackle. You know, she's covered all the impurities. Her face is clean, if you would, smooth. It's just hilarious. They even contradict themselves. And that was enough of that. I can't deal with her anymore. But it's just interesting to listen to this stuff. And then on top of it, I run into this article that says, White Supremacist Origins of Exercise. How did the U.S. exercise trends go from reinforcing white supremacy to celebrating Richard Simmons? That evolution is explored in a new book by a historian of exercise, Natalie Petzrella, author of the book Fit Nation. You know, it's just amazing how it is that everything now that's good for you, anything that makes any kind of sense is white supremacy, because of white supremacy. Math, white supremacy. English language, white supremacy. You look it up yourself. I'm not embellishing here. It's the truth. We see, I've done story after story after story after story on this stuff. Right, every New Year, many Americans will hit the gym for a while, work off the holiday feast. Usually starts to fade, mid-January. Right, you got these fitness data tracking fitness apps. And this is the stuff I love. You signed up for these things. And now a year later, we're getting information to all you fitness freaks because those apps are downloading data to them. Not a big deal. Be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great.
This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. MyPillow.com. Head up to MyPillow.com. We'll all win. I make a few bucks. You'll save a lot of bucks. Mike will keep people working. Why is that so bad? It's not. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Look, I just learned a lot about fat phobia, right? It's, again, just amazing. You know, one of the stories that didn't get covered, by the way, is Nancy Pelosi's, I don't want to call it a shot across the bow, but her, like, in your face when she left the speaker. She boosted the maximum pay for a house, what are they called? Come on, stop it. House staff to $212,000. They now can make almost $40,000 more than their lawmakers that they work for. Now, how does that work? They're subordinates. But the reality from some of the Congress people I've spoken with over the years is they almost have more power than the congressmen do. They have been in the swamp. They are the true swamp dwellers. They have relationships with others at the other offices that they're making connections with. I mean, think about it. They have a little network of little squirrels, like little rodents that they are. So if they don't want something or they want information to get from one congressman to another, right way or wrong, they do it through staff. Who reads the bills? Anybody? Who reads these bills? Staff members do. You don't really believe. And listen to the congressman when they speak. Yes, well, my staff went through the bill with a fine-tooth comb. They never say, I went through the bill with a fine-tooth comb. I read all 4,000 pages. They divvy it out to staff. They make staff read it and write about it. So if you've got flaming liberal staff members, and yes, we have conservative members that have liberal staff employees, how do you think they're going to look at a bill? They're going to look totally different than you do. Speaker Pelosi on Friday issued a new directive raising the maximum rate the lawmakers can pay House staff to $212,000. The move comes after Pelosi already issued a directive earlier in the year raising the maximum pay staffers can make from $199 to $203,000. At that time, Pelosi instituted a minimum salary level of $45,000 for House staff. Now, the move was seen as a precedent-breaking since for decades, there was no official House rules governing staffer pay. Instead, House offices were free to negotiate staff pay individually. Right? And now staff knows what the caps are. Isn't that nice of her? Wasn't that nice of her? Pelosi, who is set to has relinquished her gavel today. Thank God. As you know, our hardworking, patriotic congressional staffers are an integral part to the functioning of the House of Representatives. That's according to Pelosi. Right? To that end, we must do all we can to retain and recruit the best talent in our nation and to build a congressional workforce that reflects the communities we are honored to serve. Besides, I need an extra person to get my vodka. New salary cap means that senior staffers can make more annually than lawmakers who serve as the employees. Both House and Senate lawmakers are paid $174,000 annually. Yeah, but they leave out all the other stuff. They get a per diem for apartments, for cars, for food. Could bring that salary up, and depending on if they serve on committees and such, they could easily make another, $50K a year. Easily. That's the part that everybody seems to miss and not pay attention to. And she says, this way here, now check this out. She wanted to make sure that the pay hikes brought the maximum salaries available for House staffers in line with staffers for President Biden. Do you really think that presidential staffers, congressional staffers, need to make as much as a presidential staffer? Really? Before this new minimum payroll, there was a wide pay differential between offices. Who cares? You negotiate your salary. You know what you're willing to work for. Well, you know from a budget standpoint what you can work for, right? The group found that some offices, mostly run by progressive Democrats, have wide-ranging pay scales with interns, even making as much as $15 an hour. Other offices, meanwhile, pay junior staffers salaries below $30,000 a year. 8 congressional offices were not paying wages that are comparable to the cost of living in D.C., and 1,200 staffers were making less than $42,000. You can't live in D.C. on $42,000. No, really, you can't do it. So how do they expect to bring people and keep them in? It's a tough place to be. Look, you got to pay people decently for where they live and and the work, right? The funny thing about it is when we vote these people in, we vote them in to represent us. Okay, we vote them in to do the right thing. And we trust them. We're supposed to trust them anyway. But we can't trust them anymore. They have shown over and over and over again that there's nothing there. Absolutely nothing. You know, I talked about it earlier. I didn't finish the list on the Trump investigations. They were so busy doing that, they weren't getting the people's work done. No indictments. Right? There's no evidence against him for treason. No legal charges against him. No juries have been put together against him. No trials. No convictions. And yet, for the 4 years he served, they're trying to blame all the ills of America on him. I should say of the U.S., excuse me. For real. Oh, it's always amazing to me. Always. God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. I love this one, too. Here's another one. You know, we've got veterans out there who need help. And they need help bad. Right? And in El Paso, Texas, the president has basically forced the opening of closed schools. Or vacant schools, I should say. This is so they can shelter the overflow of illegal immigrants from U.S.-Mexican border, right? Rosie and her daughter, Yvette, talked Thursday to appeal to the Biden administration and local leaders to protect residents at the borders. These people are coming over in big numbers. They're breaking into homes. They're sleeping in these homes. They're drinking the water in these homes. Right? Come on, come on, come on. Now they're tearing these places up. I mean, heck, you're breaking into it because you need a shelter. You need a place to be. You need food, so you steal the food. And then you rip the place apart? Why? Because they have more than you? Or because you're possessed by the devil or something? I mean, I don't understand why you would do something like that. It's very out of the ordinary and very scary because we don't know who's coming to our country like this. These are two people. This is a family that lives on the border, basically. We want to help these people, but let's be realistic. Right? We don't know if they're pedophiles, we don't know if they're rapists, we don't know anything about them. We have no business letting them in like this. It doesn't make any sense. And again, they're going to let them in the El Paso Convention Center, into the vacant schools, some of the vacant hospitals. Now, this all goes on while we have veterans sleeping in the street. This all goes on while we have Americans that are homeless in San Francisco and other places. No thought, no conversation, no bills coming in front of Congress, or anybody else for that matter, to make life better for these people. But we got to get to the illegals at the border. We got to do everything. We got to put out people, American citizens. We got to allow these people to break into American citizen homes. This is all okay. Okay to let our people get harassed. Our tax-paying people get harassed. Really, right? And cars are being stolen. Homes are being broken into. Does anybody care? Show me your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.